WMGM.
Hi, WMGM. It's Dorothy calling for my interview.
Well, this is Sean Patrick, ready to interview you.
Hi, Sean. How's it going?
Thanks for taking some time out of your day.
Well, thank you for supporting us. We really appreciate it.
Problem. We love doing it. First off, congratulations. Gift from the Holy Ghost, a tremendous record. I was reading a little bit about the title. I don't necessarily believe everything I read on the internet, but a little background of how you came up with that title.
You know what? I feel like an angel whispered it into my ear because I woke up in my hotel room in New York one day and it's the first thing that popped into my head and I go, where did that come from? That sounds like the album title. So I wrote it down and then I actually plugged those words into a song and it became the chorus on the title track, and full circle, here we are. I called it like a cosmic download. I have no idea how I came up with that.
All right. Well, Rest in Peace is doing very well, not only here with WMGM, but around the country. Top 5 rock track. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Killer track. And we chatted backstage in 2019 when you were on tour with Breaking Benjamin and Chevelle. And I remember you saying to me, you were ready to make a kick-ass rock record. Obviously, COVID and lockdowns prohibited that for a few years. But I'm here to say you made a kick-ass rock record.
Thank you. Thank you. I actually used 2020 to my advantage, and I kind of just put my boots to the ground and went around to my friends like Keith Wallen and Jason Hook and Trevor Lukather and Scott Stevens and all those guys. And I started writing songs for this record, and so I'm happy with what we did, really.
Yeah, I mean, there's really only one ballad, and it's tremendous, Close to Me Always, but they're all rockers, all bangers out there. I mean, right off the bat, A Beautiful Life is such a great tune.
Thank you. That's one of my, I feel like the lyrics in that are pretty personal to me and one of my closest to my heart, on the album, because it touches on things like suicide and not feeling good enough, like what's my purpose on this planet. And so when I wrote that, I felt like I was sort of speaking to not only my inner child, but to the listener, whoever's listening to the song, And so those lyrics just came right out of my heart. And I did that with Jason Hook in Las Vegas. It was like 115 degrees outside. I thought my car was going to combust and spontaneously combust in place. But we're in the studio, at his place, just writing this song, and it happened quickly. And I remember just like, I was like, wow, this is definitely the direction I've been wanting to go in.
Well, it's a great direction. Let's rewind it back to 2018. You will probably be the only one we'll be able to say this about, but Dorothy played a backyard near a pool in South Jersey for us.
I remember that. There was some good food, too.
Yes, good food. There was a light-up dinosaur, I believe, an inflatable pink flamingo, and just that was a lot of fun. And, like, I don't know if we'll ever get a chance to say that somebody else did it to you. That might you own that.
I take the cake on that one, huh?
yes, absolutely. Going even further back, when did you discover your voice and wanted to be a singer and a songwriter? When did that happen for you?
Well, wanting to be a singer came first. It was kind of like my way of escaping, I guess, the more therapy and self-help I do, a pretty strange and dysfunctional family dynamic. And so I basically just would listen to music a lot. I had a lot of vinyl records and a lot of music around the house. And so I grew up listening to Motown and Oldies and Elvis and Creedence Clearwater Revival, Janis Joplin and Pink Floyd. And, later on, I'm a 90s kid, so I got into buying used CDs for a couple bucks. And I was listening to Audioslave and the Chili Peppers and Nirvana and Iron Maiden and lots of, but I always wanted to sing because it was kind of like a way for me to escape. And I'm an athlete. Like, I'm a physical person. I like to run. I like to box. And singing was no different. It's using your body. And so the more I was using my body and using my voice, the less I was in my head thinking about my problems or my insecurities or whatever that was. So then later on, when I really wanted to do music for real, I discovered that I liked songwriting. And I didn't know what the hell I was doing, I went in the studio with a couple guys. I didn't know what I was doing. But really, it's just about being honest and writing your experience, for people to listen to that they can hopefully relate to and get something good out of.
I was reading not only songwriter, but poetry. Am I correct in knowing that you maybe dabble in some children's books?
I had that idea for a while, and it's something that I would do at some point, but I figured, maybe if I have children one day, that might be the better time to approach something like that. But what I'm really interested in actually is I'm working on a movie script with a friend of mine, and it's a new endeavor that we're doing that started off as a music video treatment. I just like writing. I just like writing, and I like to inspire people in whatever way I can, whether it's through a music video or through a song. And I was like, let's just combine the two and make a film.
And that leads me to the next question. You've done a little bit of acting, and I know you've worked with a lot of different artists, and you've done a little modeling and everything. Are those obviously you're doing stuff like that, but do you still strive to do acting and do all those other things?
Well, I mean, I certainly would. I feel like I act in our videos. You know, I'm being me, but in a sense, it's a type of performance. You know, I try to do that. And her, you know, I have friends that are actors. Efren Ramirez is a good friend of mine. Really awesome guy. One of my good friends. Just a very, very solid human being. I think I've heard people say that the best actors are people who are really honest. You know, because it's real and you can see it on their face and they really embody the emotions. Like, they're actually having the experience. So that's kind of his department. I always, like, kind of try to pick his brain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a craft I respect, and I think it's really cool. People who can do that, super talented.
So, obviously, the new record, Gifts from the Holy Ghost. You've been touring. I kicked myself back in April. You played up in Philly. I was all planning to go, and I don't know, life happened. Something went down, so I didn't make it. I believe you're going back out on the road. Are you doing anything this summer? I know you're going out the fall with Dirty Honey.
Yeah, we're going out. So we're starting off with Rockin' the Rivers Fest, and then we're opening for Shinedown. We have Rip Fest. We have a tour with Dirty Honey. And so we'll be out August, September, and then back early October.
I will say this. I mentioned the Philly show. You played the Brooklyn Bowl. It was a show that I saw pictures that your band came out and sang happy birthday to you the day before. But the other thing about that show was right next to you. Did you ever play a show where people are bowling?
No. That was the first for me.
Because I was up there for the darkness, and I had been in another venue up in Asbury where there's a bowling alley, but when the band started playing, the bowling stopped. But while the darkness was on, and I'm assuming while you were on, they just kept bowling.
If they did, I didn't notice, but I did want to go bowling. I'm very bad at it, but it is very fun.
We are looking forward to so much more. Gifts from the Holy Ghost. And I always say, go back 28 Days in the Valley, Rock is Dead, just tremendous, tremendous records. I do want to go back to Flawless. When you wrote that and you were writing with Linda Perry, did you envision that, you know, blowing up the way it did?
No. You know, I try not to have expectations. You know, they say the higher our expectations are, the greater the capacity for disappointment. but you know, that's become a fan favorite. They sing along at the festivals and at the shows. And it was a song about a breakup. And I, you know, it was a very real experience I had. And I wrote about it. And I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Everybody can relate to a breakup. Absolutely. So continue.
Believe it or not, some people have never found love.
But I would say almost everyone, they have that something in their life that, or they were the ones that did the breaking up, and maybe they now have an idea of how the other person felt.
Maybe. One can only hope.
So we mentioned the rest of 2022. Are you someone that continues to write while you're on the road, or do you wait to get off the road and then write?
Yeah, I kind of write like when I'm in the zone to be writing. So if that inspiration hits me when I'm on the road, so be it. Gifts from the Holy Ghost started off as a song called Spokane Fire that we wrote during the sound check when we were out on tour with Greta Van Fleet. So, and then I had that song in my back pocket for a little while. And then when it was time to make an album, you know, I pulled that idea out and I said, I really like this. There's something special about it. So I continued, you know, to work on it till it was finished. And so just whenever it hits me, but typically it's like I go in with the intention of now I'm writing for this project. Now I'm rehearsing. Now I'm getting ready to tour. Now we're on tour. And on tour, I try to get out, go for runs. I'm really active, like see the town that I'm in and live life and see the city and get some food. And, you know, we put on a show. So I'm working out twice a day. I'm exercising in the morning. And then I'm playing a show in the evening. So I'm just beat, like, you know, between that and recovery and meet and greets and shows and trying to catch a little bit of me time, there's not a whole lot of space for writing an album. So it's when I'm at home that's a better use of my time.
So that Greta Van Fleet tour, I saw that in Philly. That was my first experience seeing Dorothy live, and just a tremendous show.
Thank you.
Yes, tremendous. In fact, we took some pictures back at the merch table. You took over my cell phone, and I have like 15 pictures of you and me making faces. I'm going to close it on this. Yourself, there seems to be a lot of ladies fronting bands or solo artists. I mean, you got Hailstorm, you got Pretty Reckless, you got Lil Czar, you got the all-female band Plush, who I had the pleasure of having in studio not too long ago. Amy Lee of Evanescence is still going strong, and I'm missing a bunch. But it seems like right now there is a bunch of ladies that just want to rock. And are you seeing that kind of being like kind of like a force now, and maybe it's turning a little bit?
I mean, yeah, I feel like there's always been ladies who rock, you know, Tina Turner, Janis Joplin, Billie Holiday. Like, just, I feel like, you know, now, right now, there's definitely a greater influx of women in rock and roll, which is cool. It's like we're all kind of coming up together. I love Lilith Starr. She's just a sweetheart, and I really like the stuff she did with Scott Stevens. So it's exciting, you know, it's really exciting. It's cool to be recognized.
You and all those ladies keep rocking. Can't wait for you to get back here on the East Coast. I will definitely be there. I will not miss it this time. Continued success with Rest in Peace, Gifts from the Holy Ghost, which I listened to a lot. And then as I was listening to it more today, I'll let you know I ordered the vinyl because I'm a vinyl junkie. So that's coming my way too.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So we hope to see you soon, Dorothy. Thank you so much for taking some time, and take care and all the best.
See you this fall. Bye.